Straight Talk on WRHI is presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Now here's Manning Kimmel broadcasting live from Substation 2 on Cherry Road in Rock Hill with Straight Talk, selected by the South Carolina Broadcasters Association as the state's top public affairs program.
And a good afternoon. Welcome into Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop for another edition of our Straight Talk program, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, here with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Anderson Griggs Investments at Old Town Rock Hill. Common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors. You can find out more online at AndersonGriggs.com. And our thanks to Good Pharmacy, your hometown pharmacy, Ebenezer Road at Camden Avenue in Rock Hill. Well, today, backed by popular demand, is Dr. Carrie Watson. She is the trauma medical director at Piedmont Medical Center. And probably you're asking, why are you having a doctor in here? And we just started Christmasville. Well, that's exactly why she's here. Did you realize that the national Christmas tree fell the other day? Why? I'm not kidding.
And that's what we're here to talk about.
No, but I mean, you could be at the foot of that tree and the dog right. Nothing falls. No, anyway, she's back with us today, and we're going to be talking about, of course, things involving safety and holidays and what have you. So before we get started, you need to reintroduce yourself and tell everybody about you.
Perfect. So I'm happy to be back. But again, I'm Dr. Carrie Watson, the trauma medical director over at Piedmont Medical Center. So I did my initial training actually in Ohio and then down at University of Florida Shands Hospital. And I'm a dual certified surgeon in general surgery trauma and surgical critical care. So that means I'm an ICU doctor as well as a surgeon. I participate in both while in the hospital. And I'm happy to be here at Piedmont. I've been here for a little over 2 years now, helping to keep our Level 3 Trauma Center moving.
Whew. All right. I told you I was going to ask you about this, and that is, when we talk about trauma, what does that really mean, trauma?
So when we talk about trauma, there are certain hospitals that are designated by the American College of Surgery as trauma centers, and they are special and unique as compared to some hospital that is not. And the reason for that is we have a special group of people, equipment, and providers who are available to manage those specific trauma-related cases. And when we talk about trauma, that can be everything from falls, which is actually the most common type of trauma that we see, as well as car wrecks, motorcycle accidents, pedestrians, if you're out walking and someone hits you. And then, of course, the things that we see on the TV most of the time, and that's going to be things like stabbings, gunshot wounds, and penetrating injuries. So we manage all of that at a trauma center.
So you say Piedmont is a level 3.
That's correct.
What does it take to be a level 2, a level 1?
Okay. There's actually 5 levels of designation. And that is based on what the hospital is able to provide to your community. Again, we are a level 3. And whenever you're kind of moving up the chain, what makes the biggest difference is being able to have pediatrics that remain at the hospital. So at our level 1, so like Levine's, that's where we send any of our pediatric patients who need any additional support. But we actually have the ability, even as a level 3, to stabilize our pediatric patients, splint them, treat them, and then, of course, we participate in transferring them up to the next level of care. And really, the level 1 centers are academic centers. So that's where you're going to have residents, research, things like that. But what we can do at a level 3 is pretty astounding. We do everything from neurosurgery interventions for things like traumatic brain injuries. So if someone falls, hits their head, they have bleeding on their brain, and they need emergency surgery, we do that. We do hip surgeries. We do belly surgery. So if your spleen is ruptured after a car wreck, we're here to help, and we can help take that spleen out and do whatever we need to do to stabilize you.
And because of where we are located in a very large metropolitan area, if you have to be bumped up to a level 2 or a level 1, we can do it.
Absolutely. So we are very, very lucky here in the Rock Hill, Fort Mill, York County area, where we have a great working relationship with our hospitals up north. And anytime someone comes through, if we by chance don't have the specialty service that you need, whether that be plastic surgery or some other surgical service line, we help arrange all of that transport. So we stabilize, we get the best practice care that we can down here, and then we get you where you need to be.
Good to know. Well, here we are. We just kicked off Christmasville last night, and tonight we're going to have the big parade downtown. And it is that time of year when, first of all, you are busy all the time.
Yes.
At the emergency room of Piedmont Medical Center. In fact, I know you brought some numbers because I asked you to do this. Mm-hmm. Tell us how busy that ER is these days.
So our ER, you know, you don't close an ER down. And so we've actually had already over 43,000 visits this year through our emergency department. And that's just the Rock Hill main campus. And that's not counting Gold Hill or our Fort Mill other emergency departments. And then for our trauma center, and just to let the community know what we're seeing, we had so far this year in 2023, 1,900 activations for trauma. So that means that we've had 1,900 people come through who meet criteria to be evaluated because of broken bones, contusions, lacerations, and all of the other injuries we mentioned. And we had almost 1,000 admissions so far this year. And we are on track to probably hit about 1,000 admissions for trauma this year.
Golly day. Well, to do all that, there's you and a team of people obviously cover this thing 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, right?
That's correct. So we always have a trauma surgeon who is on call and available, and we work in coordination with our emergency department team and then all the specialty services that are helping take care of you when you come through. So that can be orthopedics, cardiothoracic surgery, neurosurgery, and, of course, we provide ICU care as well.
Mm. So when Santa Claus gets on the horizon,
yes,
does this send chills up your arms because you know that there's going to be some more holiday cheer coming through that door?
More than anything, what it does is it reminds me to make sure I'm communicating everyone, let's plan for the prevention of the injuries, though we are happy to treat them as they come through the door. But yes, there's an absolute uptick in the number of injuries that occur around the holidays, and that's falls, car wrecks, burns that are going to be much more common, and that's all due to the increase and, of course, our travel, using candles. People are out, they're cold, they're using heaters, but there are several different traumas that we can kind of dive into a little bit deep.
My goodness. So what would you say is the leading holiday trauma or incident, whatever, is coming through your door, what you see the most often?
So this time of year, it still falls, but it's oftentimes a little bit different. A lot of times, falls at the holiday season can be from very, very high heights. And what I'm talking about is those injuries that occur because you're hanging Christmas lights. You are trying to get the star on top of your Christmas tree. But there's about 160 decorating-related incidents that happen daily in the United States during this holiday season, which really starts from November 1st through January. So 160 a day. And truly, what we see with those falls are oftentimes broken bones, and that will be ankles, feet, hips, your back. A lot of people don't think about whenever you're falling down, oftentimes you land on your bottom, and that can really increase your chance of having a broken back or a spinal cord injury. And then, of course, thinking about those head injuries whenever you strike your head. And if you're a patient out there that is on blood thinners, you better know what meds you're on, because that really increases your chance of having a bad injury.
Mm. Now, true or false, most of those who are coming through from falls are people who have no business being on a ladder, maybe those who are over 50 years of age.
So that is absolutely true. And one of the other things that we find is people not using appropriate equipment for their decorating. And what I mean is, don't use your furniture to put your lights up. So scooting a stool over to help get that star on the Christmas tree is a lot more dangerous than using an appropriate ladder. You need to make sure you're looking at all of your equipment. Check your ladder out. Make sure all of the steps are in good condition. Nothing is rotting or nothing is broken. And then, of course, to your point, think about having those kids and pets around, because the other part is people don't always put their pets outside, and there's a lot of doorbells a ringing this time of year, and if those animals get stirred up and they trip you under your feet, that'll make you fall real quick.
I'll tell you something else that I noticed the other day. Most ladders have no way for you to stabilize yourself.
Absolutely.
When you're at a higher step. There are some out there that have a device that you clip into the top so that you can hold on to it. Mm-hmm. When you're up there high. So think about what you're doing here.
That's right.
And another one that's seasonal, not Christmas trees, but I think about all the people who this is the time of year I need to clean out my gutters.
Yes.
And let me get a big, tall ladder and get up there and clean those gutters out.
Mm-hmm. And I will tell you, the funny thing about that is, you know, when we first notice cleaning our gutters out is usually what? After a rain. And all of a sudden, that rain is not going through your gutter system. So advice for that is, number one, please have a partner out there with you if you're going to be cleaning your gutters and on top, and making sure that someone is watching you. You don't want to fall and be left on the ground for some time. That really increases your chance of ongoing injuries. And then also being aware that it's not wet outside or icy or cold. So after a rain, if it's still wet outside and you're putting that ladder on top of leaves, it's more apt to slip out from underneath you. And if that ladder slips, you're going to be falling a pretty tall height.
And remember, people die from falling off ladders.
Absolutely, they do.
I've known people who have done that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, that's something. Okay, so enough for falls. What else is on the top 10 list here for Christmas joy coming into the ER?
Yes. So one that I think is really important that I talk about basically throughout the year, but I think is very important, is going to be those MVCs, which are motor vehicle collisions, also known as car wrecks. Mm. And the reason it's really important is people are out traveling a lot more. They're going down to Christmasville. You're going around your community. You're shopping. You're visiting family. There's a lot more cars on the road. And with that, and especially the number of distractions we have out there now with cell phones and different things going on, people are not always paying attention to their surroundings. And that puts our motorcycle riders out there at risk as well. And then you also couple holiday parties. Mm. And I know everyone out there looks forward to these holiday parties, but remember, having any type of drinking or driving or any other drugs increases your chance of being in a car wreck exponentially. So definitely want to have safe driving out there, guys. Limit your distractions. Have your cell phone down. Make sure that you're not packing your car full of gifts to the top where you can't see behind you. Mm-hmm. And please, 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 no drinking and driving.
Well, the other thing is take a good take a briefcase full of patience, because I think about Christmasville tonight. Mm-hmm. When the parade is done, all of a sudden there'll be an mass exodus of 20,000 people. And the roads will be clogged, and people will say, I want to get home, blah, 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 blah. You just got to realize it's going to take time.
That's right.
You know, turn up 104.1 The Bridge and listen to Christmas music and take a chill pill. All right, so we've got falls, we got motor vehicles, mm-hmm. and which obviously gets into the whole business about, and you touched on it, about alcohol.
Yes.
You got to be smart.
Yes.
You got to be smart. Know when to say when.
That's
I hear
right.
that all the time.
Yeah,
and use your head.
That's right.
Because you're not only going to injure yourself, you're going to probably injure somebody else, and God forbid that happens, it's something you're going to have to live with forever. What else is on this list?
Yep, and to the alcohol portion of this, about 40% of MVC mortalities over the last couple of years have been attributed to alcohol on board. So again, I cannot reiterate enough, please get your designated driver. So other things to think about. With Christmas becomes presents and kids and children, and you've got to be thinking about all of the hazards that come along with these toys. Believe it or not, one of the other upticks that we see in the trauma bay is cuts related to people using things like knives instead of scissors to open their boxes. They're using box cutters, so deep injuries like that. So making sure that you're using safety blades, the appropriate equipment, and not using dull knives or pocket knives to open your gifts or boxes. And then, of course, with your kiddos, make sure that you're purchasing gifts that are appropriate for their age. Being aware of small pieces that if you're going over to a friend or family's house and you don't have kids, you're not aware. Anything that is shiny or sparkly, a little one will see, they will pick up, and they will want to swallow. So being aware of those batteries that come in the different kind of toy for the different toys and small cars, toys, things like that they may try to swallow.
And also, and I don't know what the current array of gift ideas are out there for younger people, but things that shoot a projectile.
Oh, my goodness.
Good God. Use your head about that.
You know what we're seeing a lot more of just over the last 3 years that I've noticed is all of the hover devices and the scooters. I love people trying to get out there and be active with your kids, getting them bicycles and scooters. Please have them wear helmets, because whenever a kid is first trying a new scooter or any one of those motorized pieces of equipment, they may not be stable on it at first. And so please, if you're getting a scooter or a hoverboard or anything like that for your kiddo, get him a helmet.
Yeah, all you have to do is talk to somebody who rides a bicycle a lot, mm-hmm. and adults, why they wear those helmets. And when they've taken a fall, see what that helmet has taken away from their skull.
Let me tell you, absolutely.
Wow. You sound like you have personal experience.
I can think of three patients right now we had over the last year that are similar. Yeah.
Isn't that something?
Yep.
All right, anything else on this top 10 list?
Absolutely. So burns.
So burns.
We really think about, so a lot of people don't always associate burns with trauma, but a burn is a trauma. And though we are not a designated burn center, we do have an agreement with the Augusta Burn Center. So if you do happen to be in a situation where you have a severe burn, we have a streamlined process to getting you in the care of a burn surgeon there if needed. But the majority of small burns we're able to handle. But think about it. You're in the kitchen. You're cooking a lot. We're seeing people spilling hot boiling water on themselves. Mm-hmm. Then also thinking about candles. A lot of times right now, it's great to light a candle or do a campfire or inside heaters. So something else to think about, if you're bringing in a heater to a bedroom or your kids' rooms, not only do you need to be thinking about checking the outlets, look at the wires, make sure they're not frayed, and never leave a candle burning before you go to bed. Always blow those candles out. But recognizing that those can be hidden signs of danger. And those Christmas trees, if you have a real Christmas tree, make sure you're checking that water. Because if that Christmas tree dries out, it's a much higher risk of getting a fire. And every year, we see some sort of a fire related to a Christmas tree.
And for those who think kerosene heaters are wonderful things to have, they're also a tremendous hazard just waiting for something to happen.
Yes, so. Very much so.
What else?
So the next thing to be thinking about, in line kind of with fires, this is just a reminder to everyone, this is a great time of year to get those smoke detectors and carbon monoxide detectors checked out. Because you're in and out, because you're starting your car in your garage, letting it warm up, because people are bringing heaters in, this is that time of year. Please get those things checked out. So that would be the next big one to talk about.
And I should add along those lines, because you hear this all the time on the air, you need to have these routine checks of your heating and air conditioning system to get them cleaned out, because a lot of stuff builds up in there and you don't want a fire hazard.
That's right. And, you know, whenever you have a lot of different Christmas lights in different areas, making sure that you're not overloading those sockets and putting too much in there, because it'll just take a small spark. There's not much, you know, to get one of those fires going.
And make sure those strings of lights are UL rated.
That's right.
For crying out loud, don't get something that's not UL rated.
Absolutely.
Good Lord.
Absolutely.
All right, we got to take our mid-program break. Remind you that you are listening to Straight Talk live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop. Presented by Founders Federal Credit Union, Relax Here with Founders, and by Anderson Griggs Investments in Old Town Rock Hill. Common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors. Find out more online at AndersonGriggs.com. And our thanks to Piedmont Medical Center, a community built on care. You can find out more about them online at PiedmontMedicalCenter.com. All right, the doctor is bright. You know that. You've already been listening to her. She knows what we're going to do here. We make fresh subs and salads, and we do it 6 days a week. When you're here last time, it was seven, but it's now only six now. How do we do it? The magical formula is in white letters together at the count of three. One, two, three.
Slice, slice, slice. Slice.
Garden. Back after these words.
If it's 12:30, it's Straight Talk on WRHI.
It's soup weather, and Substation 2 is ready. Nothing says fall like a cup of hot, delicious soup, and we serve a rotating selection of flavors. Just call to find out what's on the menu, because we never know what we're going to feel like making that day. Soup and sandwich, what a great combo. Substation 2, Cherry Road, across from Winthrop.
There are very few genuine money managers in America, and one just happens to be your neighbor. If you have $100,000 or more, call the professionals at Anderson Griggs Investments and see what a money manager can do for you. Anderson Griggs, 324-5044, or go online to AndersonGriggs.com.
Now open, the new Piedmont Medical Center, Fort Mill, featuring personalized and comprehensive obstetrical services, 24/7 emergency care, and skilled surgeons who know the importance of getting to know you and your family. Piedmont Medical Center, Fort Mill, providing care for the Fort Mill community by your local community. Care that feels like home, close to home. Learn more at PiedmontMedicalCenter.com/Fort Mill.
When disaster strikes, one of the most important things is getting life back to normal. A little compassion can go a long way. Paul Davis is here for you. Paul Davis is committed to handling any property damage with exceptional care, because what we do is about more than property. It's about people. We have the training and expertise necessary to completely restore your property fast. For all your cleanup and restoration needs, call the experts at Paul Davis Restoration at 329-1140 or find us online at pauldavisrockhill.com.
Relax with a certificate from Founders Federal Credit Union and maximize your earnings. Whether you're saving for a down payment, planning for retirement, or simply growing your nest egg, Founders has great dividend rates. Get guaranteed returns and the security you deserve with terms from 12 to 84 months. Enable Dividend AMP to transfer your quarterly dividends into your Loyalty Select account, our highest yield savings account. Open a certificate today. Visit an office or foundersfcu.com to learn more or apply for membership. Federally insured by NCUA. Membership qualification required. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, Manning, I hear the gyros are back at Substation 2.
That's right, Alex, and they are great. They're made to order, served hot, on warm, soft pita bread with creamy tzatziki sauce, onion, and tomato. And I can't wait to get one.
Substation 2, Cherry Road, across from Winthrop.
Straight Talk continues now on WRHI. Brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders.
And back we are here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop. Dr. Carrie Watson is with us. She is a trauma medical director at Piedmont Medical Center. If you don't know what trauma is, just go back and listen to the program online, and you will pick that up right at the beginning of the program. All right. We're running through a list of things to avoid during the holidays, because this increases the traffic through the ER. We've been through falls. We talked about driving motor vehicles, particularly if you've been drinking, you know, the impact of alcohol. The presents that you're giving the kids, you know, you got to watch out for that. Make sure if you're giving a bicycle, you give them a helmet to go with it. Burns we talked about, and we talked about this is a great time to check the smoke detectors as well. What else is on the list?
So really, we've hit the major things, but these are the smaller things that people don't think about as much, and that's going to be your basic sprains, back aches, twisting of the muscles, twisting of your ankles. So be conscientious whenever you are bringing in your gifts, not piling a bunch of stuff up or trying to overload yourself, and you can't see your feet, so you can't see where you're going. So that's a tripping hazard where you can fall and land on your side, but also straining your back. A lot of gifts and boxes can be very, very heavy, and lifting them up, making sure that you're doing a, you know, proper bending at your knees, not using your back, and making sure that you're not doing too much, and ask for help if you need it, please.
Yeah, don't be embarrassed to ask for help. I mean, really. And you make a very good point. When you're going out with a whole bunch of boxes and you can't see your feet and where you're walking, especially if you're coming out of a shopping area and there's a hole there in the pavement, look out. You're going to go.
I've already had three falls from the Black Friday sales where people are out and about and couldn't see where they were going, or slipping falls in the parking lots. So we've already had a few coming through. So got to be watching that.
So let me change gears with you here.
Okay.
You've been at Piedmont now for 2 years.
Yes.
You also have a long history of working in other larger markets, larger hospitals, and what have you. I'm curious, from your perspective, how you would describe Piedmont Medical Center to your peers.
Sure. That's a great question. So we consider ourselves at Piedmont Medical Center a community hospital. And what we mean by a community hospital is that you don't have a large academic teaching facility where you have residents and fellows and things like that. And so that's really the big distinction. The reason I'm still at Piedmont, the reason I'm here, is I'm really proud of what we are able to achieve as a community hospital. So to your point, when I did my training, I trained at level one trauma centers at academic institutions. I mentioned previously that I did critical care at University of Florida. So one of the things that I don't think the community always realizes is the caliber of physician that we have at Piedmont Medical Center. I'm incredibly proud of that. We are able to do, we do robotic surgery. We are a robotic center of excellence, and that's robotic surgery for general surgery like gallbladders, hernias, colon. We also have robotic urology, so that's things like kidney removals and things with your bladder. We also have robotic neurosurgery that we're doing, and that's pretty amazing. Not a lot of places have that. And then, of course, we do minimally invasive cardiothoracic, as well as interventions for your heart, like pacemakers and valve replacements. All of that is being done at Piedmont.
I've heard it said before, and I mentioned this to you, that for a community this size, even though we're growing very rapidly, we are really could be considered as being overserved as far as what we have at our hospital.
Mm-hmm. So it's very special and unique being in a suburb of a large city like Charlotte, because you look at this particular area, and that's really what draws a lot of these high caliber physicians here. And what's great is it offers everyone here the same level of care that you're going to be getting at one of those academic institutions, but you have it in your backyard. I would let the physicians at Piedmont, you know, operate on me, and that's my life. It really is kind of amazing what we've been able to build, and we have a lot of young physicians who have come out who are eager to build this community and build this hospital up. I think people would be amazed at how far we've come.
And you take a look at, we not only have Piedmont Medical Center Rock Hill, mm-hmm. we have the Gold Hill ER.
That's right.
And we got a brand spanking new hospital in Fort Mill.
That's right.
Which, it's just fabulous. I mean, it took 15 years to get it, but we got it.
Right. And I think for a lot of people who live in this area, whenever you have it in the back of your mind that I have to go, if I'm going to get some of these more advanced procedures, I have to go up to Charlotte. And, you know, I'm here to tell you that that's not the case anymore. You can go to these facilities, get great care. And just like at Rock Hill down here at Piedmont, Fort Mill has robotic surgery as well. You can get your yearly checkups for your colonoscopies and EGDs. All of that is being done at Fort Mill. So it really offers up some options for people.
Now, you see patients day in and day out, all kinds of cases. You see what you deal with, people come out with a big smile on their face. Mm-hmm. And they, I'm sure, say glowing things to you about, I didn't know that this was available here. I didn't know that I could get this done. Mm-hmm. You know, why didn't I know? I mean, do you hear that kind of stuff?
Oh, absolutely. So there's a lot of people who come through Piedmont as traumas because we're the closest, you know, trauma hospital in the area. And when they first arrive and I have a discussion with them, they may say, you know, I was very nervous about coming in here. I wasn't sure what was going to happen, but I have had excellent care. I've been so appreciative, and it really offers people a chance to see what we've been able to achieve and where we're going from here. And I get it. I understand, you know, being at the hospital is never a fun experience for people. It's scary. Sometimes it's the worst day of your life. But rest assured, we really have a growing group here that's here for you.
Well, the other thing is you need to remember, Piedmont is right here.
That's right.
Have you tried to go up to Charlotte recently? I mean, it's a journey.
It is.
I used to be able to go to my son's house up there and be there probably in about 35 or 40 minutes. It's now more like an hour and 10 or an hour and 15. And particularly when you're I don't care if you're just going up there for a routine check. Well, you want to play with that?
I
just don't get it. I don't understand.
And then you're putting yourself at risk for those car wrecks we talked about.
So if you were sitting here with somebody that really needed to have some work done, whatever that might be, and they were asking you, tell me from your professional standpoint, the quality of our healthcare, our physicians, the whole network, what would you say to them?
I would say that anything that you're going to need, we're going to be able to provide at Piedmont Medical Center. And if it happens to be something that is beyond our scope, our goal is to work as a community and a group together to get you the best and most excellent care. But the fact that we're able to now do open heart surgery, minimally invasive valve replacements, robotic neurosurgery, brain surgery, these trauma-related injuries. You know, we have people leaving our hospital after severe gunshot wounds, after spinal cord injuries, and we are dedicated as a group. We work together. We have a great foundation here, and that's our goal.
You have done a wonderful job. Happy holidays, Merry Christmas, all that kind
Same.
Of stuff to you. We'll see you tonight at Christmasville.
Yes, I will be there.
Have a good time. All right.
Thank you.
Dr. Carrie Watson, our guest this afternoon on our Straight Talk program, live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax here with Founders, and by Anderson Griggs Investments in Old Town Rock Hill. Common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors. You can find out more online at AndersonGriggs.com. All right, Doc, one more time. You've done this so well now. Don't need to train you or anything. You're all set to go.
Already.
This is just like going into a trauma
That's
unit.
That's right.
Okay.
I got this.
Fresh subs and salads. We do it 6 days a week here at Substation 2 between 10 a.m. and 9 p.m. How do we do it? At the count of three. One, two, three.
Slice, slice, slice. Garden, 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 garden.
Have a wonderful weekend. We'll see you at Christmasville tonight on the OTS Sports Network. Bye.